The crowds are massive. Some 20 miles down from Jerusalem, Jesus is walking into one of the oldest cities in the world, Jericho. Over a period of some 5,000 years, something like 26 cities have been built here, one on top of another. Jericho sits in the cradle, or intersection, of ancient trade routes, so it's long been a hub of commerce, news, and information. He's been here many times. Due in large part to a primarily oral culture, Jericho is buzzing with rumors of a carpenter who can perform miracles. The blind see, the lame walk, the dead are brought back to life. The epicenter for all that buzz is the city gate. News travels from here to the far corners of the globe. Sitting in the sand is a blind beggar. Given his infirmity, it's the best he can do. We don't know if he's ever been married or had children. The only definitives we have for certain are that his father was Timaeus and that he lives in Jericho and sits daily by the gate. We don't know how long he's been here. We do know that his name, Bartimaeus, means son of Timaeus or son of the unclean. The fact that he's known by any name at all suggests he's been around long enough for people to get sick and tired of the persistent rattling of his tin cup. He seldom bathes, smells unpleasant, his hair is matted, food particles caught in a greasy beard, clothes tattered, fingernails need clipping, feet filthy. He's one of them. His chosen location is strategic. This is storied ground, the city of palm trees. This is the very gate where Joshua, or Yeshua, the successor to Moses, whose name means Yahweh is salvation, marched around the city and defeated an enemy with a shout, a spoken word. It is here that Joshua rescued the harlot Rahab, a defiled woman, and all her family because she hid the spies and believed, "The Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath." Given her public proclamation, Rahab dwells in Israel to this day. Bartimaeus is blind, not deaf, so he sits by this same gate as another Yeshua comes near. It's also interesting that this city is under a curse. Remember this, it matters, a lot. He's no doubt heard about the lepers, now clean, about the lame, now dancing, about the demons cast out, the 5,000 fed, the paralyzed man lowered through the roof, who walked out the front door, the lame man at the pool of Bethesda who picked up his mat, about the woman who bled. And he's heard about Lazarus and how he'd been in that stone tomb 4 days when the carpenter from Nazareth called him out. He's heard the power of Jesus' words and how he speaks even with the filthy and the defiled, and how he forgives sins. To say Bartimaeus has been waiting for this day is a bit of an understatement. As Jesus approaches, the noise of the crowd reaches Bartimaeus's ears. He knows they are still some way off, but he can contain himself no longer. He stands and begins jumping up and down, waving his arms. "Son of David, have mercy on me." The root of this verbal proclamation is the same truth that delivered Rahab, a belief in the one true God. He shouts again and again and again, so much so that the crowd tells him, "Shut up, can't you see he's busy?" But that's the point. He can't see. The term Son of David is a messianic claim. By saying it out loud, the speaker is stating for all who would listen that he or she believes the prophecies spoken by both Ezekiel and Isaiah about the Messiah coming from the line of David. Ezekiel says, "David my servant shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd." At this point, King David had been dead for 385 years. Isaiah says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow."